Hi, my name is Sandy McGuigan. I grew up in Fall River. My family moved there in 1953. I was a couple of years old. I just gave my age away. At the time, Fall River was a very small area, not the booming metropolis it is now. We had a little corner store called Miller's Store. It was run by Neil Miller, and he had the best ice cream around. And he also cut his own meat. He had a little butcher shop at the edge of it, and we had milk delivery. The milkman came, and at the time, there were dirt roads. The only paved road was the number 2 highway from Halifax going to Truro. If we wanted to go anywhere, we'd have to travel out our road on a dirt road, cross a little bridge, and then go on to the number 2 highway, which was, again, it was paved. Took about 2 hours to get to Truro, I remember, on that road. It was a windy, it's still there today, but we don't have super highways like we do today. Growing up in Fall River was fun, although there weren't very many people. You know, you'd go out and there'd be butterflies and animals abound, something that they can't see today because everything is built up with houses. We used to have deer, never see a deer there today. When I started school, in 1957, there was supposed to be a new school, they called it, opening. It got delayed from September to January. So when I started school in a one-room schoolhouse with a wood-burning stove in the center and an outdoor toilet, believe it or not. And it was cold in the wintertime, when you had to go to the bathroom and you're 5 years old trudging through the snow. And the desks had the little inkwells and two people at a desk. It was just exactly as you would see in, like, Anne of Green Gables. But the big school, the new school, did open in January, and it had two rooms, housed grade primary to grade 12 in those two rooms, and it had indoor plumbing. And we thought that was such a blessing. And it was called Fall River East School. At the time, Fall River was broken into two areas that a lot of people who live there today don't know about. It was Fall River East and Fall River West. There was a school in Fall River West, and I don't know, I believe it went from primary to 12 as well. The Fall River East School, by the time I got to grade 6, the growth in Fall River had become such that they had to take bus us to Waverly. So we went to Elsie Scarry School for junior high, and then we went to what was called Big Sid, Sidney Stephen High School, for grade 10, 11, and 12. And Sidney Stephen, which I believe is no longer called Sidney Stephen, which makes a lot of people angry today, to know that the school that you graduated from doesn't have a name anymore. It's not even a school anymore. 10, 11, and 12 in Sidney Stephen. And I was so happy to go to Big Sid. They had everything. They had a gymnasium. It was the first time that we didn't have a gymnasium in the Fall River School or Elsie Scarry. Elsie Scarry was so full by the time we got to grade 7 that they had to use the gym for a classroom. So we went to Big Sid, and I enjoyed all the luxuries of being around Bedford at that time, the Bedford Bowling Alley. Kids hung out at Sunnyside, and the chicken burger is still there, still enjoyed by many people. And Sunnyside had the rainbow lights. The family would go down there on a Friday night and have ice cream. Anyway, to get back to Fall River for a second, Fall River now is so busy. There's 3 or 4 highways coming off it. You would never see deer or animals. The lakes are, we used to go swimming in the lakes, and think somehow the houses around the lakes are all now privately owned. You couldn't go for a swim, I don't think, if you wanted to. You have no access to the lakes. We used to have beaver dams. Nature abound. I remember going picking mayflowers and blueberries. It was a quiet kind of way to grow up. You know, when you're a kid, you want to exude your energy. Like, we'd go out in the morning and our parents wouldn't see us until lunchtime or supper time. We didn't have street lights, so that was we couldn't say be home and the street lights came on. We'd played simple things, marbles. We had a hula hoop, hopscotch. I made a lot of friends back then, and I still am in touch with a lot of friends. And thank you very much.